Raleigh, North Carolina. It's The Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack, a podcast dedicated to the show Lost on ABC. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Hello and welcome to Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack. My name is Jay.
And I'm Jack.
And welcome to the Monday edition of
The Lost Podcast.
How are you, Jack?
I'm doing great. You know why?
Why?
Because I'm currently enjoying a great American product.
What is that?
Mexican Coke.
Yes, we've talked about it before. Mexican Coke is Coke that actually still uses sugar instead of like high fructose corn syrup.
Right. It's like a gift from God.
And we usually, like, how good it is, there's this place in New York and some other places, like Mexican restaurants would have the Mexican Coke. But recently we discovered that, and we've been told about this, sometimes they'll have it as Sam's Club had, what, like 16, 18 packs, whatever it is, of Mexican Coke.
Yeah, and I walked by it for the last month. I go, well, I already got the little bottle Cokes. I don't need the bigger Cokes.
Uh-huh.
And then I walk by it and I go, oh, that's Mexican Coke. Out of my way, people. So I'm pushing people out of the way. And
so then once I heard that, I went and got my own thing of Mexican Coke.
It is a gift.
It's amazing.
It's night and day.
It is. It is a lot different. And it's a shame they don't use sugar in soda anymore.
So I'm wide awake.
But
I could podcast for 25 hours.
Yeah, it's a shame we didn't find out about that before.
I could have used it.
But I do
have an email though from something regarding the 25 hour podcast.
Okay.
I'd like to say that the In-N-Out Double Double is totally overrated. Sign the quarter pounder with cheese.
No. Hopefully everybody.
It's an email. What do you want me to do?
A good week. It's been pretty good.
I'm doing good.
Mainly just still trying to recuperate from the 25-hour podcast.
Oh, I'm back.
Really?
You're still recuperating?
I am. I haven't gotten back into a good sleep schedule yet.
I'm sorry. And you only watched Lost once.
I know. I haven't been shot for that. Well, it was my birthday.
Was your birthday yesterday?
The day before. It was my birthday weekend.
Oh, the day before. That's Friday. Birthday. That's right. Today's Monday,
yeah,
so it'd
29.
Be 3 days.
We're on the 27th. There you go.
Whatever it is, the 27th. It's over and done with. You're done. History.
But yeah, so actually, I've been running around a lot. I haven't had a lot of time to see it.
And should we say what we're at now in the 25-hour podcast?
Yes, let's do it.
We're up to over $1,400.
Over 14. So we should hit the 15.
We can get it, guys. You can still send your donations through PayPal.
Yep.
Or send it to P.O. Box. Send it to Jay and Jack, P.O. Box 40082, Raleigh, North Carolina, 27629.
Nicely done.
It's also on the Jay and Jack message board, which we get huge amounts of cash for if you go and check that out.
All right. So, but before we get anything, if you'd like to buy a Jay and Jack t-shirt, you can click the link right now in the AAC feed. Also, remember that we're also sponsored by Netflix. And if you'd like to start your own free trial of Netflix, you can click the link on jayandjack.com to get more information.
Right. And there's also Nudia.
And Nudia.tv. Are you new? A new media network by Jack and I and Cliff and friends, and we're putting out some new content.
Right.
Hopefully, Colleen's actually filming something right now. Hopefully, it passes the bar.
Yeah. Well, the bar's been set low, so I don't think there's any way you can't pass it. So, but I think I think people are commenting on the Sean show. If I think once they see the second one,
yeah,
it's kind of a twist. It's like an episode of Lost. You'll understand the first one.
Yes, it's a 12-episode story arc that Jack and I and Cliff wrote.
Yeah,
and it's
kind of out there.
It's definitely going to be mediocre at least. But there is a further story coming.
Well, you know, obviously we didn't want to start off with like an episode. We didn't want to start off with like Lost.
Yeah.
I mean, where do you go from there?
Yeah, exactly.
All right, I wrote Lost. Okay.
So we're starting small and working our way.
We can always go, you know, like I said, we started with the podcast that was like average or below average. So now we're just slowly climbing the ladder.
Exactly. All right. Well, enough of that. Let's get into,
Lost in Review.
See, I'm still out of it.
The TV show.
There you go. All right. Here we go.
Each week there's one thing to do. It's none other than Lost in Review. We take a look back at last week's episode. It's Lost in Review.
All right, it's Lost in Review time. Got a couple of things to look back on last week's episode. He's Are You.
I still love that title.
Yeah.
Because going into it,
huh?
What does that mean?
Exactly. There was a Geronimo Jackson poster in the Dharma Cafe.
I did not see. Yeah. I've watched it twice and have not seen it.
And it actually,
I was more into the dipping sauce. Paying attention to that.
And it actually featured characters from Alice in Wonderland.
Hmm.
Coinkydink? I think so.
I think not.
No?
No.
The book given to Cy by Ben, we said this before, A Separate Reality. Here's a little bit of information about A Separate Reality, which I think is just a red herring, just to kind of throw us off that maybe there's a separate reality. Nothing to say?
Oh, I'm listening.
Oh, okay. A Separate Reality is an allegedly non-fictional book written by anthropologist slash author Carlos Castaneda in 1971.
Oh, it's written by an anthropologist?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Concerning the events that took place during apprenticeship, he claimed to have served with a self-proclaimed Yaqui Indian sorcerer, Don Juan Mattis, between 1968 and 1971. In the book, Castaneda describes his apprenticeship under the tutelage of Don Juan. Castaneda describes his experiences while under the influence of psychotropic plants that Don Juan offered him.
I'm sorry.
Peyote and a swuggle mixture of what Castaneda believed to be, among other plants, dried mushroom of the genus Psycholibi. The main focus of the book centered around Don Juan's...
So this book came out in the 60s? Early 70s?
Well, it came out 71, but it's experience 68 to 71.
Yeah, okay.
It centered around Don Juan's... Just Don Juan is so... Attempts getting Carlos to see... A practice best described as perceiving energy directly as it flows through the universe.
Kind of open up, see the world for what it is. So not to be so close-minded to open up and, you know, just kind
of
see.
This is one of Horace's favorite reads.
Man. Now, Hurley's his dude, and Horace's favorite word is man. Come on, man.
Come on, man.
Come on, man.
Let's see. I'm putting a picture up right now of the book. Also, a new Dharma Chef logo. Put up in the new logos. It's actually kind of, it reminds me of the Ratatouille hat. You know, the chef from Hat.
I know what you're saying. The rat and Ratatouille.
And remember when Rosinski said, well, should we call Ann Arbor? Both Karen DeGroot and Gerald DeGroot were doctoral candidates at the university when they established Dharma Initiative in 1970 with funding from the Hanso Foundation.
Well, that's what I assumed he was talking about.
You thought they were talking about
that? That's what I thought.
I hope we see him again.
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe we'll see him.
All right.
Now, how long has it been since we've seen him? Season two, right?
Season two, I think.
So they've aged a little bit.
Yeah.
Remember when everyone thought they were, Karen DeGroot was on the raft?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
the
I remember
theory,
that.
Like,
I remember that.
15 million emails about, it's got to be Karen DeGroot on the raft. That still could be. Who knows?
Yeah. I mean, we never really saw her.
No,
again,
we never saw that woman again that I can remember.
Okay. So looking back on this episode, what do you think? Because personally, I've seen it once. And in all honesty, like, I liked it, but it wasn't great to me.
You know, I liked it better the second time.
Uh-huh.
It still wasn't one of those episodes you go, oh, man, there's so many theories you got to come out of this.
Yeah.
I liked the acting was good, the whole thing.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny, when I watched Saeed, when he first gets the drug put into him,
uh-huh.
he comes out, he kind of motioned like the smoke monster going to, like, echo, like he was reading that. If you watch it again, he kind of, you know how the smoke monster comes up and, like, gets in your face?
Uh-huh.
You watch Saeed when he's chained to
Saeed is a smoke monster?
I'm not saying that. No one sent emails upset, but it did look like he was the smoke. If you watch it again,
uh-huh.
he kind of brings his neck out forward like the smoke mm-hmm. monster does when he is like scanning you. So I thought that.
I mean, like
cool.
To me, there were some problems with the episode, and one was the he's our use. Like, if you're gonna make a title about somebody, and then we actually see the somebody, and he's kind of like a bumbling buffoon, kind of.
Well, they made it sound like, oh my god, like Sawyer was like going, oh, we can't take.
Yeah,
it.
Yeah, exactly.
But you know why Sawyer was? Because he gives him this truth serum.
Yeah.
Or truth drug, and he didn't want him spilling the beans.
But even if you're going to make a title like that, and he just didn't seem very, it was just kind of like, okay.
But that's the Dharma Initiative, you know, they're like,
yeah.
you know, that's the 70s.
But to me, that seemed kind of, it was just like, that was useless to me in the episode. But everything else was good. But even then, it's like, if he kills Ben, and I really don't think Ben will die, it's just like, okay, this is kind of like, I don't know, maybe it just seems a lot slower to me than what we've had in the past.
You know, more torture would maybe to watch a Madonna movie or something. But that's cruel and unusual. But it just seemed like, you know, like you're saying, the way they were building it up, like this guy, oh, he's going to hold him. Oh, nobody wants to see him.
Mm-hmm.
But it turns out it's just like, hey, it's Hold'em.
Well, yeah, and then I have too much of a perception of his character from Deadwood, where he's like a bumbling kind of buffoon kind of guy.
I don't think he was a weasel.
He
was like,
but still,
he's like Phil.
Yeah.
You know, he's like Phil, exactly.
But even then, he was like a lesser being in that kind of community.
Well, he was a wannabe.
Yeah. And so I don't know, maybe it's just the casting, but it's just like.
He was also on Newhart, where I'm Daryl, this is my brother Daryl, or whatever he was.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember off the top of my head. But there were other things I noticed, like in the beginning scene with young YS, we'll call him Young Saeed. him and it reminded me of Echo and Yemi.
Yeah, it did. Yeah.
You know, Saeed kills the chicken and he goes on to a life career of killing people in torture. Mm-hmm. Echo shot the guy and he became the drug runner and kingpin.
Killer.
So it's kind of like similarities
parallels,
there.
Yeah.
But you said this on the other podcast, the last one, I didn't remember it, but YB brings Saeed a chicken salad sandwich just after we've seen YS kill a chicken.
Yep.
Now you made that joke, but if you didn't, in the beginning of the podcast, I couldn't hear you. It was breaking up.
Yeah, on the Skype.
So I couldn't hear you. So I didn't know you made that joke. Actually pretty good.
Thank you.
I feel bad. People that Ben's killing or Saeed's killing are all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
There. So Widmore is industry. If that is Widmore, uh-huh. It's a worldwide operation.
Mm-hmm.
The DI trusts Sawyer. Is that the first time anyone's ever trusted Sawyer? Maybe that's why he feels at home there?
Possibly.
No one's ever trusted him before.
It's true. It's very true.
Except, you know, except when he's conning people.
Yeah.
Is this part of his
it kind of is a con, though. He's conning them and believing he's Jim LaFleur.
Well, I said that and you said no. You said no, well, he's a leader.
I'm saying, like, it's not a big con, like, he's going to con them. Or, like, it's just because he's, like, conning. It's just, like, it's just part of what he's doing to keep up the facade.
Yeah, but I think that's how he leads. He's leading as what he knows, as a con man.
Mm-hmm.
Under Hurley's jumpsuit is a red. He's wearing a red shirt. So have we seen the last of Hurley?
I hope not,
because he does make a good some good waffles, and the ham with the dipping sauce just brings out the taste.
Man, I really want some waffles. I still haven't had any waffles yet.
I had some right after the thing. This really bothered me.
Okay,
why did the food trays have the Dharma logo on it?
So you,
I mean, really, who are they? I mean, it's only the people that are they worried about the hostile stealing their trays? So maybe that's the incident. Maybe Richard has infiltrated the Dharma Initiative and stolen their trays, and that's the big incident they're talking about. What do you think?
I think the Dharma Initiative is very into branding their name.
Well, I understand you got to have some things on
it,
but food trays. Hey, Richard, that's my... How do you know? It's got our logo on it. I just thought it was unusual that they have the logo on it.
Yeah.
I do think now Alana is working for Ben.
You think so?
After watching it a second time, I think she is working for
Okay.
Ben. And why did she ask Saeed? Sorry about putting the handcuffs. Sorry about the handcuffs, but at least we're in business class. Why was she apologizing to him?
Because I think she likes him.
I don't know. She kicked him in the face.
I've seen worse.
And I think Ethan survived the purge because Amy is going to give him to Richard.
What do you mean?
Ethan, you know why everyone's been asking, how does Ethan survive the purge?
Oh, so Ethan was like her.
I think she gives him to Richard.
Okay.
And that's all I got from that episode.
Well, and they think people are making the connection that maybe Amy is that older lady that was there when Juliet had the
She might have been. Might have been. Maybe that's that's why Ethan was hanging around.
Yeah. But I mean, I'm not going to say it was a bad episode. It was just like, it lost the pace that I think the earlier episodes had.
I think it's setting up for what's to come.
Yeah.
I think you're probably expecting more with Saeed. I think what do you think if the torture would have been more like a Saeed torture? You think that would be more intense?
I guess it was just that setup is a he's our you. That was the title of the episode. It was a very good title, and they're kind of setting this thing up, and it was just kind of like pointless.
Well, he's not you, because Saeed would not have put drugs in.
Yeah.
I mean, they do use drugs, but they also would have pounded the crap out of him.
Yeah,
too.
Exactly.
So you wanted more violence?
No, it's just they set it up as like this huge thing, and it just really wasn't that big of a deal once it came to. I mean, he said the information, that's why they wanted to kill him. So I get that, but it just didn't to me the character now, that they put
maybe,
there to play. It just
maybe
didn't
because
sell
the
it
ending
for me.
Is kind of like, come on, we all think that Ben's going to survive this because we've seen Ben throughout time.
Yeah, and the way they're setting up is that whatever happens happens, and he can't die because he's alive in the future.
Right.
So I guess maybe if you feel like you're not as sure yet, you could go either way. But to me, it's kind of like, well, he's going to live anyway. So.
It wasn't the best episode of the season.
Uh-huh.
But like I said, I did enjoy it better the second time. Yeah. I said, okay, it had enough for me in there.
Uh-huh.
You know, they had
I like the backstory. I like finding out what happened to Saeed. I like that.
Yeah, but the part where Kate's going to tell why she's there, and of course something happens.
Yeah.
That kind of ticked me off.
Mm-hmm.
Just tell me already.
Yeah.
Just give me the info. Where are Rose and Bernard? Where are they at? Tired of waiting.
Yeah.
So I think I'm a little more, I should be a little more bitter than you.
Okay.
It's like they're just stringing it out. How can we get out of this DI place without having to show Rose and Bernard? We're actually there.
They're beating around the bush now just to avoid having to give you a correct answer.
I'm sorry. We'd like to bring you two back and, you know, have you, but we're stuck here in Dharmaville, so we can't.
Because Jack had to make that stupid theory.
Right. I've cost them money.
I think you have. You may have cost them a good episode.
Yeah.
All right. So, Jack, what do you say we get into the next episode?
I say.
All right.
We do it.
Here we go.
Next on Lost. Next on Lost. The TV show. Next on Lost. Next on Lost. But maybe it's next week. Maybe it's in a couple days. Because next on Lost. Lost on the Lost.
All right, Next on Lost Time. Got a new episode coming up this Wednesday. And it's called Whatever Happened, Happened.
Do we know when the break is? Because there's one more break, right?
I think it's in April sometime.
Okay.
Not sure, though. All right, Whatever Happened, Happened. Kate goes to extreme
measures. Wait, oh, sorry. This could contain spoilers. So if you don't like spoilers, please skip ahead.
Spoilers light, I like to call it.
Yes.
Whatever Happened, Happened. Kate goes to extreme measures to save Ben's life when Jack refuses the help.
Oh.
Meanwhile, Kate begins to tell the truth about...
Now, why would Kate be so... Because she realizes it's her dad. Come on.
No. We'll see.
All right.
Meanwhile, Kate begins to tell the truth about the lie in order to protect Aaron.
Oh, so we're going to find out.
Possibly.
Well, wait. She begins to tell.
Well, this is going to be a Kate-centric episode. We'll learn her backstory now.
Oh, so everyone's going to hate it because it's Kate.
We'll maybe this will make us like Kate more. Kate more.
I like cake.
On Lost Wednesday, April 1st, 9 to 10:02 p.m. Wow. Eastern. Let's see, guest starring. We're going to the guest stars. Ready?
Yep.
Nestor Carbonell as Richard Alpert.
With his real eyelashes, eyeliner.
Kim Dickens as Cassidy.
Oh, get a well, Cassidy side. About,
did she go see Cassidy when she was back on the mainland?
So did she give Cassidy to Aaron?
Don't know.
That wasn't my theory, so I don't really hope it pans out.
Doug Hutchinson as Horace Goodspeed.
Okay.
Susan Durden as Carol Littleton.
Whoa. So did she go see her?
Don't know. Sterling Buhlman as YB, young Ben. Patrick Fisher as Phil.
Poor Phil.
John Grease as Roger Linus. William Blanchett as Aaron.
Oh, so we're going to see the goob.
Probably in flashbacks, right?
Well, no, if she's giving him up.
Well, if you're going to do her flashbacks.
Yeah, flashback,
okay. Patrick Fish. Oh, wait, hold on. Candace Schultz as Deborah. Susan King as Sweet Young Woman. So that's S-Y-W.
Her name is Sweet Young Woman?
Yes.
Come on. Is that her name or is that what
they're
just...
that's what they're titled.
Hey, she's a sweet young woman.
Miko Franconi as grocery worker. Scott Mora as manager. And Olivia Vickery as Clementine. So Cassidy and Sawyer's daughter.
Oh, so I'm going to say right now, she gave the baby to Cassidy.
You think so?
Well, she wouldn't give it to Claire's mom.
Okay. Let's wait to see.
What do you think?
I honestly don't know. I don't even have like a theory.
Well, son's mom isn't mentioned there, so
no.
My theory is being shot down. So it's going to be...
You think it's going to be Cassidy?
I think it's going to be Cassidy.
I guess we'll have to see. This one is written by Carlton Cuse and Damon Lindelof, directed by Bobby Roth.
Wow.
So, looks to be a good one, and I'm excited to see it. And I hope it changes my mind about Kate.
Well, a lot of people hate Kate.
That's what I'm saying. So, do you think this will change people's mind about the hate, the Kate?
I don't get the hate. Kate hate. She's raised the child as her own.
Uh-huh.
Protected the child every step of the way.
Uh-huh.
And people just hate her because, oh, she might mess up Sawyer's good thing he has going on with Juliet.
You know,
where a year ago, everyone hated Juliet. Everyone hated her.
The only thing is just people, the girls, they love Sawyer. Don't mess with Sawyer.
It's like, how many emails did we get last year on the hate of Juliet?
Yeah, I
agree. Was nonstop. Of course, I didn't like her either, but it was okay. But now it's like all of a sudden, oh, Kate's back. Oh, Kate had her chance. You know, Kate didn't push Sawyer out of the helicopter.
Uh-huh.
Sawyer decided
but
that.
But Kate was playing games with the whole Jack Sawyer thing. She'd be with him 1 second and leave, blah, blah, blah.
She was trying to make the right decision.
Weep, weep.
All right. But when it came down to raising Aaron,
uh-huh.
She didn't go back and forth with that. She raised the child as her own, protected the child, fed the child, gave him a great nickname.
She couldn't even call him by his name.
No, she did once when she left with son.
Okay, one time.
Okay. At least he knows his name. He's a little confused.
All right, so you ready for listener feedback?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, here we go.
Listener feedback.
All right, so listener feedback time. Got a lot of great calls. Again, Jesus, Jack, what do you say we get into those right now?
Do it.
All right, here we go.
Hi, Jay and Jack. This is Tony from Connecticut. first time, long time. I have a theory about what's going on the island and how some of it might be resolved. Obviously, there's parallel timelines going on. We saw Lapidus and Sun on the dock in the village where things were in disrepair. And then, of course, we have the original Losties who are now Dharmaites when everything is all spiffy and clean in 1977. I think that the two timelines are going to intersect via either the Swan Station when it gets built or before it gets built at that location where the electromagnetic force is strongest on the island. I think they're going to be able to pass back and forth between the timelines. I don't know if it's going to be able to be just once in one way or if it's going to go back and forth, but I think that's going to be one of the ways that some of the things can be resolved. And who knows, we might even find Rose and Bernie in there somewhere. Enjoy the podcast. Thanks very much. Bye-bye.
Hey, Jay and Jack. This is Stuart from Glasgow, Scotland. I've got a theory on something that's actually going back a few weeks with regard to when the Oceanic Six got back to the island and why some people are stuck in the past and some people are in the present. And I know there's been a lot of theories going about that it's to do with the fact that there's a young son on the island, a young Ben on the island in the 70s, and that's why they can't go back there. But I don't think that's right. I think Locke is the key to the whole thing, because the four people that ended up back in time, Hurley, Jack, Kate, and Saeed, are the four people that Locke specifically sought out to ask them to go back to the island. He didn't go and see Son. He didn't go and see Ben. Ben came to him. And all the other people on the Ajira plane, Frank and Alana and Caesar, Locke never met any of them, so why would he ask him to come back to the island? The only people that are back in the past are the ones Locke specifically sought out. And I think we're going to find out before the end of the season that Locke asking them to come back is the key to the whole thing. And that's why they're stuck in the past, and only Locke is going to be able to get them back to the present. Let me know what you think.
Hey, Jane Jack, this is Nikki calling from Los Angeles. And I just came up with a theory out of nowhere after seeing baby Ethan. I think a lot of us were wondering why would Ben send Ethan, the doctor, to Velocities in the beginning of season one. And we know why he sent Goodwin, because he was jealous that he was in love with Juliet. But why would he send Ethan? And I think it's because he was born on the island and Ben was not born on the island. Anyone to send him away or whatever, because maybe Ethan would be special because he was born on the island and Ben could have seen him as a threat. So that's my theory, and I'm sticking to it, that Ben sent him to the Losties because he was jealous and thought he was a threat.
Hey, Jane Jack, it's Aaron from Seattle. Hey, I just had a thought while I was listening to your podcast, and I was actually really surprised that nobody else had said anything about it yet. But I think that Ben has to survive, obviously, but I think that that's the whole reason why they believe that he should be the leader of the others, is because he survived the gunshot wound that Saeed gave him. So that isn't something new. It's something that already happened, that Ben, older Ben, actually looked back and already knew Saeed and knew that Saeed had shot him as a child. I don't think that's anything new. I think that that's what set everything in motion, was the fact that Saeed shot him. So anyway, you guys, thanks again for the great podcast. Talk to you later. Bye.
Hi, Jay and Jack. It's Kara from Canada. I'm wondering if you're as pissed off as I am about how spoilery this episode was when you saw the previews. I've been pretty happy all the way along about how I haven't been spoiled or shocked by pretty much anything before the previews, and that when I watch the episode, I'm always pleasantly surprised about what I find out. But this episode, I wasn't shocked at all. Because of the preview, I knew everything that was happening, and it's got me a little ticked. So I wanted to know what you guys had to say about that. Love your podcast, and talk to you later. Bye-bye.
So, Jack, are you ticked?
Ticked? I obviously, well, you know, the loss has nothing to do with the previews.
Uh-huh.
That's done with ABC, right? Their promotion department.
Yeah, yeah.
So it has nothing to do with loss. So you could blame ABC. I think we've had this problem with ABC before, that they do sometimes give the previews. Why would you do that?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's like some movies. They give out the funny parts, and then you watch the movie, and you go, all right, where's the rest? So I don't, maybe they just didn't have much, because I think a lot of people think this episode didn't have a lot
mm-hmm.
to choose from. Maybe they just tried to give out the best parts and get people to watch it.
Yeah, I guess.
But I agree. Why would you give out the parts that are spoilery parts? Mm-hmm. The spoilery parts, I don't know.
Yeah, which were the, I don't remember what they gave away in that.
There were some parts that, you know, you saw coming that they talked about before. And
did they? Okay, I don't remember.
So, anyway, I agree. I don't like to be, I do get minor spoilers. I'll go out and find the minor ones, but like the major ones, I don't want to be major.
Yeah, exactly.
But if you're watching a show, I don't want it, like I said, when you're watching a movie, I don't want the funny parts. Why do I give me the funny parts now? Then when I go to the movie and the funny parts are not,
uh-huh.
I've already seen it. It's not funny anymore, but I agree. Aaron, I agree with the theory.
Okay.
I like it that Ben has to survive. That's why maybe they think he's the leader, because he survived the
island. Yeah, I think that's a good point. And another thing is just like, and it explains why he's had this kind of fixation on working with Saeed.
Right. But problem I have with this whole,
they've been doing this dance a long time.
If this is how they pick a leader, well, we got to pick Locke because he's able to walk again. That'll make him a great leader. Wrong. Not a great leader.
Well, he hasn't really had a chance to be a leader of the others yet.
I think it's they're told, well, the island must have picked, the island had him survive because he's special.
Uh-huh.
If we're going to that whole thing again, I think Ben for a while there was probably a pretty good leader. But at the end, he wasn't a great leader.
Yeah, he's a good liar.
He's a great liar, which makes him sometimes a great leader.
A good leader, yeah.
So, and Stuart, I hope he's all right. Was he under attack?
I think he was by the lock.
Ness monster?
Yeah.
Just kidding. Sir. It just sound, I like his theory that the four people that were in that time were all were seen by Locke.
Mm-hmm. That makes a lot of sense.
His son was not set.
I think they're talking about that on the transmission too, but it makes sense. I mean, he didn't talk. I mean, that's another connection. You know, it's either maybe they were there already, or that's, you know, Locke did not choose them.
What's not, they don't do anything, you know.
That's not according to your theory, because you think he's not a leader. He's just, you know, lucky.
Well, he don't have to be a leader. They didn't follow him there.
Uh-huh. I'm just saying, the island definitely has some kind of connection with Locke.
Well, I think it does.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't make Locke a great leader. He makes him the patsy that they need to use.
Aww.
They have to keep using Locke to bring, you know,
aww,
what they want. Aww. Whatever they want to get their gain, their special.
All right.
But I like your theory, Stuart.
I thought you were going to say, I like your stupid theory.
No. I would never say that on
all
here.
All right, okay.
No, just kidding, Stuart. Then we had Tony, the whole, they're eventually going to cross over, that the timelines are going to change. You think that's how Sun and Jin will finally get together, they'll cross, and they'll all be in the same time? You think even the Ajira flight people, 316 people,
yeah,
will be
there? Yeah, I think they'll all get back to the same place.
Right, with maybe the end of the year?
Yeah, I mean,
and that'll build for next. Well, the final season next year, finding out what happens when they finally blow up the island.
Well, I listened to the most recent official Lost podcast, and Damon Carlton officially titled the episode.
Yeah, you know, I've seen the titles. If you don't want it to be spoiled, do
skip
not
skip ahead like 30 seconds. Ready, go. All right, the official title is "The Incident,"
Part 1
and Part 2.
Right. So if you don't want to be, they're out there everywhere. So if you don't want to be spoiled.
But yeah, so I think that's what's gonna.
Of course,
we just
told you, so I guess.
Well, they said on the official Lost podcast in passing, so it wasn't like they said
jerks.
He's your Chris. Man, they need to get professionals in there.
I think there's two guys in two Raleigh,
guys
North Carolina
that have proven themselves.
Wouldn't mind a trip to California once in a while. You know, like you're saying, some of the parts are coming up. I won't say them because people don't want spoiled, but. I could play that part.
You could be a sweet young woman.
Yeah. Well, I don't know about that part, but I said I wasn't going to say the parts, but you came out and said it.
What? A sweet young woman. Okay, that's so general.
Oh, if you get hate mail, that was Jay that said it, not me, Jay.
It's just some random.
Not me that said it. But I could play some of those parts. I could bag some groceries.
Uh-huh.
Staring into the camera
you gotta talk to Daniel Marks.
It'd be, yeah. Be like Pee-wee Herman. And that. Just staring into the camera of the bag and the groceries.
No, I think he was a bellhop, wasn't he?
He was a bellhop, yeah. But I, this part bagging groceries, I could just keep staring at the camera. I could do it. You know, I'm not saying anything. You know, it's 4.5 years of my life down the drain, and I can carry some logs and be blown up. I don't care. I'm not begging them. Oh, man. I'm not begging. And then I've had a lot of, at least a dozen emails about my crackpot theory. From last week, it was that Daniel Faraday is the one that told.
I liked it. Well, I mean, not so much Daniel, but I like what your theory about what's in the guitar.
Well, I think we have a lot of new listeners. I think what people don't understand is like what a crackpot theory is. It has to be something that no one else has come up with.
Yeah.
And people say, well, why didn't you come up with Charlie? Like 12 or 13 emails like that. I go, that's already out there.
Yeah.
So I can't come out and say, Charlie's the one that told. Well, can then people go, oh, I did it as a joke one time. Uh-huh. And people even on our own message board were throwing me under the bus. I go, it was a joke, guys, a joke. So it has to be a theory, a crackpot theory,
yes,
that no one else has the guts, the courage.
And you can back it up.
And I can back it because, you know what? They all, eventually, will come true.
All right, here for the next set of calls.
And I agree with, it would be a good way to find Rose and Bernie.
Yeah.
Tony? Where are Rose and Bernie? I'm tired of... This is ridiculous. Kill them. Kill them off.
You're gonna be sad when they come back. And you're like, oh, maybe I shouldn't have asked to kill them. What if they come back and they kill them? You're going to feel bad.
I'll tell you what. If Rose and Bernie, the actors, come on the show, podcast,
okay,
I'll not wish them to be killed off. No matter what the plot line is. What do you think? Is that enough?
For sure. That? I mean, he's our you. It's like, that's calling something Rose and Bernie, and then they show up for like 2 seconds and go away.
Oh, all right. Maybe that would have been it. He's our you, and then it could have been Rose and Bernie.
You know, I feel like I'm going to get a lot of hate for not liking the episode so much, but.
I thought it was good.
It was good.
Well, I think you've had so many great episodes.
Yeah.
That this episode was kind of like, okay.
It was tough when you've gone on, and then now it's back going to a flashback. And,
well, like, I hate to get off topic here, but like I said in the 25-hour pack, podcast, big fan of ER over the years. Last couple of years has died down. This is the last year. You think they could have come up with some great episodes down the stretch? They have just been the worst episodes of their entire. It's like they just gave up.
Yeah,
said okay, we're going down the. You know, we'll bring Doug Ross back, and everybody goes, oh, okay. George Clooney's back. We'll get great ratings. Which happened. But it was like wasn't a great episode.
Yeah,
it's like it just.
Well, to me, it's just like you only have like 20 episodes left. I don't expect ones that are a little bit slower. Yeah, but I guess every story has to
have
a slow point.
The best one they had all season was one with Anthony Edwards came back, and they had kind of a flashback type thing, kind of like a lost thing.
Yeah.
It was, but I think the problem with that, I turned to my wife, I said, you forget how good these actors were, or the original actors were. Not that the actors on now are not good, but they're not, you just don't care about their characters as much as you did at the beginning. But that, I got off topic. I got an email here. Now that Juliet is going to have to save Ben, this is from Allie. Thinks that Juliet is going to have to save Ben. That'll make the whole thing, you look like her thing. Ben will have a total fixation and fantasy crush on Juliet because she saved him, the doctor.
Well, I got an email here too. Ben is not dead. Saeed uncharacteristically shot him only once. This may be why Locke finds older Ben unconscious in 2007. He will stay that while young Ben's life hangs in the balance.
Oh,
that's a good point.
Yeah, because he got hit on the head.
He did get hit in the head, and then he
was from who?
That was from Joshua, Sacramento.
Okay.
But that's a good point. All right, so you ready for the next set of calls?
I'm ready.
All right, here we go.
Hey, Jay and Jack. It's still early, so I haven't watched tonight's episode. It's local time. It's not even 6 o'clock. But I just heard something really cool, and I wanted to share it with you. I don't know if you'll play this or not, but... All you know, people are wondering why do Frank's son and Ben all go, and Locke for that matter, why do they all go to the present and why do the other guys skip ahead? And I've heard all kinds of theories and stuff, but I heard a really good one today. Son, Ben, Locke, and Frank Lapidus, they all have a connection to Charles Widmore. That's the reason maybe why those guys go to the future, maybe. I don't know. That's an interesting connection anyways. Frank Lapidus, they all met face-to-face with Charles Widmore, except we don't know for sure about Frank Lapidus. But anyway, it's neat. So I don't know. I hope you guys find a few seconds to play my little piece here too. Anyway, love listening. See you later. Bye. Happy Lost Day. Bye.
Hey, Jay and Jack. This is Anthony from Philadelphia. Guapo Uniforms. Okay, about He's Our You. And the ending with Ben getting shot. I think that's, like, me and my sister are having a debate, and I'm going with the whole it already happened and it's always happened, and they're just reliving the memory, like we're just seeing the past. But she's going with the whole this 70s is their future, so it hasn't happened, so it could be time. So anyway, what I'm going to go on is, I'm just going to voice my opinion that Ben was always shot by Saeed. You know, that's how it happened. That's just the past. And now this actually makes more sense as to the reason why Ben uses Saeed so much after they get off the island. I mean, like, Ben knows that Saeed's a killer because, well, pretty much Saeed told him that he's a killer and then shot him. So that's, like, the one memory that sticks out in your head is when you get shot, the exact that moment, everything that happens around that moment. So he knows that Saeed's a killer, and so he uses him for that. It makes a lot of sense, as he knows firsthand. Anyway, that's just what I want to say. It's not really a theory. It's more just like a reaffirmation of what I already thought. All right, have a good one, guys.
Hey, Jay and Jack. This is Dan from Atlanta, second-time caller. I've been a long-time listener. I have a crackpot theory that I'd like to share with you. I was thinking about why they would call the Swan Hatch the Swan. A while ago, I used to work at an office building here in Atlanta that was overrun by – they had a pond that was overrun by ducks. So they ended up bringing a swan in to help sort of keep the other ducks away. It actually got rid of the other ducks because I guess it's the – you know, the swans are sort of predatorial, so they will chase after the ducks, and the ducks know that, so they just kind of stay away. Now, maybe that's why they called the swan hatch the swan. Maybe this hatch was actually built to take care of the others. Maybe somehow it was actually killing the others. And maybe originally they actually had two people manning the swan, but Rezinski killed himself out of guilt. And maybe that's why later they decided that they couldn't tell people what they were doing down in the swan, so they just kind of kept that part of this as a secret and said that this was a scientific experiment. So that's what I'm thinking, that the swan was actually built to kill the others, and that the people that down in the hatch did not know that is what they were doing. And maybe, just maybe, this went wrong, and that is why, for some reason, the others can no longer have children. I don't know, you know, to me, that kind of just makes sense as to why they would call that the swan hatch, to get rid of the others. So that's my crackpot theory, and I'm sticking to it, and thanks for the great podcast, and I'll talk to you later. Goodbye.
Hey, Jay and Jack, this is David from Scottsdale. I'm just calling because I think I figured out why they're not showing us a whole lot of the others yet. The reason is I think they're kind of building it up so that when they eventually show us the others, it's kind of a big deal that Widmore is currently leading them. Of course, when I say currently, it's relative because we're talking about Lost. I mean, in the 70s, Widmore's their leader, and that'll be, you know, wow, when we finally see it or something like that. Also, I did want to say congratulations on raising so much money for a good cause. Please get Conway in the chair. She looks tired. Bye-bye.
What up, what up, what up, Jan Jack? This is Dante, the Laker fan from San Antonio, Texas. Long-time listener, second-time caller. So, Saeed shoots Ben, right? But he can't kill Ben because it's not Ben's destiny to die. Ms. Hawking talked to us about not being able to change the past, but literally you can change the past, i.e. if I stop you from getting hit by a bus, but later on you get hit by a car. I did change the past, but I didn't change your destiny if your destiny was to get maimed by some moving vehicle. So you can change the past, and I think we're going to find out more about that soon, or at least I hope we find out a little bit more about that soon, because if we remember, Desmond was told by Faraday something in the past, and it made him remember something in the future. And also, I think it's a good tip that, you know, Ben's, I wonder what's going on with Ben right now, seeing that he got shot. Now in the past, this is starting to get confusing. He got shot now in the past, but he's not going to see the evidence of being shot till now in wherever time they are right now, if that makes sense. But anyway, love the show, love the podcast. Good job on the 25-hour podcast as well. All right, thanks a lot, you guys.
All right, thank you for those calls.
Well, Dante, everything made sense except that you're a Laker fan in San Antonio. Don't they have a pretty good basketball team there called
the Spurs?
Yeah. Come on, Dante. Yeah, you got to call back and explain that one. No, I like what he's saying, that you can change the past but not your destiny. So Ben's been shot. He's been saved once because we don't know if he's been saved, but we're assuming he's going to be saved because there's doctors. Jack's on the island.
Exactly. He's alive. He's supposed to be alive. He's not supposed to die.
Juliet's there.
Yeah, Juliet's
there. So someone's probably saved him, is going to save him. I don't know what's going on. Later on, he has cancer, has a tumor in his back, and a doctor falls out of the sky, spinal surgeon, and saves his life again.
Yep.
So eventually, Ben is going to die.
No, I think he's supposed to live. That's the point.
No, but he's always had something pushed out of the way of the truck. Eventually, there's going to be something there not to save him.
I don't take it that way. I take it kind of the opposite of that is he's not supposed to die. That's why he's been saved.
Okay.
That's kind of going, I mean, a surgeon dropping out of the sky because he has a spinal tumor. That's, I mean, if he was supposed to die, I don't think that would have happened.
Yeah. All right. I say eventually Ben will die.
Well, we all will die eventually.
No, but we'll see him die before final season six is up. Ben will die.
Do you think Ben deserves to die?
Yes.
Okay.
Do you think Ben deserves to die?
I don't know. We haven't had his whole story yet.
He had a rough childhood.
I mean, I don't know. He's an evil guy.
I had no problem from killing his dad.
Mm-hmm.
I had no problem with that.
His dad was a jerk.
Dad was a jerk.
He was kind of bald there towards the end. Yeah, you know,
he was stressed. It's stress being a workman. You know,
but you
have to clean all those trays with that darn Dharma logo on there.
And it gets like all the gunk in there. You got to really scrub it out.
Well, you know, he's probably upset with the DI, and every day he's got to clean stuff that has the DI.
Did you see the joke during thing? Like he knocked the sandwich on the floor. He has to clean up anyway because he's the janitor.
Yeah.
But did you make that joke? I can't remember.
I made that joke last week.
See, I remember your jokes.
Why'd you tell it again?
And then David,
I like his theory that Widmore is still the leader of the hostile, or is the leader of the hostiles.
That'd be cool to see. It'd be tough to pull off because he's kind of older now. So, like, how do you do the in between there?
You got to get in between. I could play the in between. I'm not quite as old as him.
Okay, let's hear your English or kind of Scottish accent go.
No, it wouldn't be Scott. I'd be some on the island so long. It'd just be tropical.
But how does he get it back when he goes back to?
Because he goes back. It's like when you're hanging in the South.
Okay, go. Let's do your audition right now for Charles Widmore.
I don't want to be Charles Widmore because it's already been filmed.
You don't know that?
I do know that. So it's too late. I'd rather just be grocery guy.
Okay, all right.
Staring into the camera.
Oh, that'd be so funny.
All right. Then we had Dan. The Ducks, the Swan Station.
Yeah, and I have a theory, but let's get into that first.
I like it. Of course, you know, when I'm getting rid of Ducks, I just hire Elmer Fudd.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know if it always works, but
that's terrible.
Kill the wabbit. Kill the wabbit.
You more kill the ducks.
Kill the dogs. Kill the dogs.
This is like when I listen to this call, I was like, oh, wait a second. The Swan, I guess, as far as we can assume, is the last station built by the Dharma Initiative.
That we know of. When you know, and Rosinski is just, he is stressed out that someone is going to find out what that is. Jay's making a gun signal to. So you're not sure that Ben should die, but Rosinski, because he's only been on two episodes and he bugs
you. At least Ben's interesting, but Rosinski's annoying.
So Rosinski has to die because he's annoying. Ben's killed people left and right. And I don't know if he deserves to die yet.
At least you know where my morals.
Now, what if you got Rosinski's backstory and you found out that Phil was his brother? Would you have a little more sympathy
and
for him?
With him, like growing up?
Yeah.
Maybe, okay.
Maybe they had to sleep in this, you know, their
bunk beds.
Bunk beds, yeah.
And Phil maybe was on Phil the top, and he wet his bed.
Phil wet the bed. Yeah.
Okay, then I'd be upset. I could be annoying.
Oh, he wet the bed again. Oh, Carl. I'd rather sleep in Carl's room.
Aw, but I'm.
So anyway, going back to Dan's theory about the Swan.
Oh wait,
station.
Okay. So he was saying like how ducks. He put the swans in it, chased away the ducks, and it worked. But the Swan Station was the last station that we know of that was built, right?
Right. That we know of.
So that would make it its swan song. The Dharma Initiative's swan song. Yeah?
Insert crickets here.
Come on, that's a good observation. Come on. This is the first station we saw, but it was actually the
I get the joke. Laughing.
It's not a joke. I'm just saying it was the first station we ever saw, and then that was the Dharma Initiative swan song, the swan station.
I get it. I like it.
Whatever. Okay. Everyone bows down to your stupid theories, and I come up with a nice observation, and you don't even give it the time of day.
I thought you were making a joke. It's a swan.
No, it's a joke. I'm being serious.
Okay. Because that's a joke, you know. That's my swan song. I'm bailing out.
No, but like swan song is just like the last great thing made by somebody. The Dharma Initiative is their swan song.
So you think this is their last great thing they've done?
Well, I'm just pointing out the fact that it was the first station we saw was the swan, but now we're realizing it may just very well be the swan song of the Dharma Initiative. Whatever.
Let's let the people decide. They can vote on it. What a show killer. And then Anthony said that Ben was always shot by Saeed. That's why he's working with Saeed, because he knows Saeed's a killer.
Exactly.
But you know, Anthony's call made something click in my head. Okay, what is YB think Saeed is?
A cool guy. He could do cool.
No.
Karate.
What
does
YB think?
YB, young Ben.
What does he think he is?
Hostile.
Hostile. Okay. What does Ben want to join?
The others / hostiles, whatever.
Now, okay, you've just been shot in the chest by someone you think is a hostile. Why would you still want to join them?
Good point.
If he survives.
That's a good point.
Why would you you know who Ben's being, YB is?
Why?
OL. Old Locke.
Old Locke?
That's something Locke would do.
So you're saying they have a lot in common?
I'm just saying. Ben is, how many times?
Is that what makes you a leader?
How many times has Ben fooled Locke?
A lot.
Okay. Yeah, YB has just been shot in the chest by Saeed.
Uh-huh.
He thinks he's a hostile.
Maybe he realizes he's not a hostile.
I'm going to go join that. Well, obviously he's going to have to find out he's not a hostile.
Yeah.
But I just started thinking, why would you go join someone that shot you in the chest?
It's a good
obviously
point.
They don't want you.
I know.
There's going to have some kind of backstory back there. We're going to find out what's going on. And then John Doe. That Frank's son and Ben and Locke all have one thing in common. Charles Widmore, and that's why they're there.
That's another good observation.
But you know, Saeed was killing for Charles Widmore. Why wouldn't he be there?
Not killing for Charles. Oh, he was killing Charles Widmore's people. He was working for Ben, not Charles Widmore.
He was. That's a great point.
So, don't know.
And that's why. Why would he be back? I wonder if Charles Widmore got him there. Wanted him back in time so he could kill Saeed so he couldn't kill his people.
I do not know.
That's making my head hurt. I don't know. It's just crazy. This whole thing is crazy.
Let me get this other email here. Crackpot Theory. Hey, Jane Jack. This is Joe from Eden Prairie, Minnesota. I think I know where Rose and Bernard are.
All right. Cool.
During the Room 32 video, message was played backwards.
Wait. I think it's backwards. It's 20. It should be 23. In a 23 video?
Yeah, Room 23 video. A message was played backwards that said, only fools.
Only fools fall in love.
Only fools are enslaved by time and space. Remember that?
Yep, I remember.
The words Adam and Eve can be found among the letters of that message. But only fools are enslaved by time and space is an anagram of bones of Nadlers may lost deep in cave. So, Rose and Bernard's surname is Nadler.
Oh, so Rose and Bernard.
Is that their surname, really?
I think so, yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Nadler.
That's just creepy.
Rose and Bernard Nadler.
I have the last P of that. I never knew they had a last name. I never knew it.
Yeah, they had a last name.
All right.
You think it's just Bernie the dentist?
Yeah, I thought that
Rose,
was it.
Rose the cranky lady that counts all the peanuts that you're eating? I got one.
Okay.
From Will. I'm a new listener to the... and love the show. One of my favorite things is you guys keeping tallies, dudes, Jack crying appearances. However, I think there should be a pastime to add Saeed death toll count.
It is Nadler.
Yeah, I told you it was Nadler.
Wow. Creepy.
So, Bernie Nadler, private eye. So, what basically Will's saying here is we should have a count of how many people Saeed kills. And we've had a lot of people asking how many people has Saeed killed.
A lot.
I guess even Lostpedia doesn't even have a count of how many people Saeed has
killed. Come on, Lostpedia, let's get on it.
So maybe next year that's what we'll have is a death count. Instead of a dude count. We'll have the dude count. Mm-hmm. Dude count's a given. But that would be pretty cool, having a Saeed death count.
I agree.
Of course, the only problem with that, though, is someone will say, well, he got shot in the leg. Did he die? Because we don't see him again.
That's true.
But
maybe it's ones that we've actually seen physically die and stop breathing.
Yes. But we don't know.
You know, that's kind of hard to say, because then we can't like go up there and feel him for a pulse and stuff like that.
Yeah, because we don't have access.
Yeah.
Unless somehow we become a seasoned log-carrying guy, and we can walk up there after they're done shooting. Are you supposed to be dead?
No, it's a really realistic show to actually kill them.
That would be even better. We really need this for the contest because we're giving away valuable prizes and people want to know.
Can you die just to make sure
that
we can get these prizes out to people?
Yeah, dude count's easy because I can replay it and say, okay, yes, he Hurley did say dude.
Yeah, that's more definitive.
You know, I don't sure if you're dead because we had this whole problem back in season 4 with Mikhail.
That was season 3, wasn't
it?
Season 3.
That wasn't season 3 where the guy just would not. Because we've had some emails, I got to go back and answer some of them that people are going, I don't get why you keep saying Mikhail died. No, in fact, it's like he was supposed to die.
He was supposed to die like 10 times.
His head exploded. He got a harpoon in his chest. Dude did not die.
He would not die. All right.
We still don't know how he lost his eye, do we?
Nope.
You think we get some kind of backstory on how he lost his eye?
It'd be really funny if it was something like really mundane, like he was playing paddle ball.
It had a warning label on there.
All right, you ready for the next set of calls?
A BB gun. A
BB gun.
You'll shoot your eye out.
All right, you ready for the next set of calls, Jack?
Yes, I'm ready.
All right, here we go.
Ben knew. All this time, his whole life, he knew who Saeed was, what he was capable of. When he first stumbled into that hatch as Henry Gale, he knew. Just, man, if the writers actually planned out this far, that would be amazing. Wow, such a good episode. I love it. Great podcast. Bye.
Hey, guys. Carl Francis, 23rd from Afghanistan here. Just calling with a little theory. I think that Radzinski didn't kill himself. I think that Kelvin went crazy from living with Radzinski for so long and shot him because he's so annoying. All right, that's all.
Hey, guys. It's Lisa from Pennsylvania. I'm usually not a fan of Saeed-centric episodes, but after watching He's Our You, I loved it. The more I thought about it, the whole thing where Ben got Saeed to eliminate all those people so the bounty hunter can bring him back to the island so Saeed can fulfill his purpose, my mind just went crazy, but I loved every moment of it, and I think this is definitely one of my top 5 episodes. But anyway, I love your guys' podcast. It makes my commute during the work week bearable. Talk to you guys later. Bye.
Hey, Jay and Jack. This is Gary from Tennessee. I'm going to say I love the show, whatever. But I have a kind of an observation to try to make as to why at the end of season 2 exactly the list that was given to Michael to bring Hurley, Jack, Kate, and Sawyer to the others at the end of season 2, right before the sky lit up, whatever. I'm thinking there's a little bit more to that than other than he needed Jack for a spinal surgery and he needed Sawyer and Kate to try to convince him to do that. I mean, on the surface, that might be true, but I think there's a little bit more in depth to it, because why exactly did he need Hurley? They said in the description that we've got so far, they needed Hurley to bring the message back, but why Hurley? You know, I'm a big guy, and I couldn't make a trek across the island by myself, but I really did. But that's one thing that's kind of, why exactly those four? We know all those four are back in the past. Ben knew them in the past. I think there's something that we haven't seen yet that's exactly going to cause Ben to want to make those lists to bring those four exact people back to the others, which we saw at the beginning of season 3. I think we're about to see exactly why those 4 people are on that list. That's just my theory. Calling in. Thank you. Love the show. Bye.
You've been mama casseroled by the Ben Hammer.
Mama Casserole by the Banhammer.
If you don't know Chris in Boston from the last Special Loss vidcast, he has a couple questions. He's starting this new thing where he'll try and trick you into seeing a Mama Cass, hearing the song or the video, and he's calling it Mama Casserole.
Mama Casserole. So if I sing this song all day long in my head,
you can blame him.
And that, you know, it's funny.
Just be careful. He's going out on all fours.
I heard this song yesterday.
Uh huh.
For some reason, I heard it yesterday. I was listening to. Was I watching? Somehow it came on.
Uh huh.
I sang this song all day yesterday. What did I say when I first heard this song? Oh, great! I'm gonna be singing this song the rest of the night.
Oh,
so
man.
I guess I've been
Mama Casserole.
Another reason to hate the Official Lost Podcast. Thank
More
you.
More so, but hate Chris. All right, not Chris with a K.
Yeah, and then Carrie. I was with a K. Gary, why wasn't Hurley brought back? I think it was because Hurley is not a threat.
Yeah,
and
Hurley's
they,
not a threat.
Because, well, you know, they brought, bring people, you know, they're going to bring people, you know, that might possibly attack you. They know Hurley's not a threat.
But it is funny, though, that those people, Kate, Jack, and Hurley, they're ones that were brought back to be with Sawyer.
Right. Hmm. I don't know really what the deal is. I just said he wasn't a threat. That's what I went with. And then Lisa, she's actually a fan of this episode because she was not a fan of side episodes before, but this one made her a fan.
I mean, yeah. I mean, it wasn't. Everyone's the people are going to like it. Some people aren't going to like it.
You know,
it's going to happen.
I know what happens happens, but if you're Ben, and you know that Saeed is going to attempt to kill you or may kill you, we don't know what happens at the next episode. Do you not take a chance on killing him now?
No, because he knows that he can't, because he's seen him in the past, and he knows that he survived being shot.
Yeah,
so
whatever happens, happens.
Exactly. I mean, he's got to
let
it happen.
But if you, okay, you go by this, whatever happens, happens. Okay, I shoot you, and then 30 years later, you know that I shoot you.
Uh-huh.
Wouldn't you try to shoot me first?
No.
You wouldn't try to shoot me first?
Well, it's in the past.
No.
It's already happened.
No, if it's going to happen, I don't know, I'm confused.
Well, okay, so look at it this way. Like, did something, I mean, did you ever break a bone in your body or something? Or do something like,
yes, many,
where you were
many
in
times.
A lot of pain when you were a kid?
Yes.
Okay. Would you really do something now to go back and change it? Even it's in the past. I mean, can you really, does it matter?
Well, it depends.
Like, 30 years, you broke, when did you break your leg? Or what did you break? Did you break?
I broke an arm.
Broke
my
an
wrist
arm.
When I was
okay,
14.
Was it really painful?
Yeah.
Okay.
I cried.
Okay, so it was really painful, but was it, how long ago was that? 30 years or something?
32 years ago.
32, okay. 30 years later, does it really matter now?
Something more painful, I got married 20 years ago.
Well, that one is still with you.
Yeah, that's just a pain that just keeps growing. I'm kidding, of course.
No, but I mean, like, and it to possibly disrupt the space-time continuum by doing it, already happened.
Now, what if Ben actually dies?
He can't.
Okay, what if he dies? What if young Ben is dead?
Then I don't know. It doesn't matter.
So if young Ben is only killed because old Saeed came back in the past to kill young Ben.
See, that doesn't work because that's the paradoxical time travel.
It gives me a headache. I'm just, don't send emails. I get what's going on. I'm just throwing it out there.
He's just trying to make me have a headache.
All right. I'm just being confusing. And then Carl Rosinski was killed by Kelvin because
he was so annoying.
He was driving him crazy.
No, he saw my pictures. He saw my picture.
I agree. I think Kelvin's the one that killed him. You spent 3 years with that guy in that hole. Come on.
Seriously.
I think I'd press the buttons by myself to kill him. It's like, I've had enough. Why don't you come over here and look? Yes, right? Let's look at this. Let's look at this map you've been making. I'm just assuming he's making the map. Okay, yeah, look up at that. Boom. Sorry.
Look at the rabbits. Look at the rabbits. Bam.
Kill the rabbits. Kill the rabbits. And then we got one from, I'm just going to call him He Knew.
He Knew.
He Knew. Ben knew that Saeed was going to kill him. He Knew. How crazy is that? He Knew.
He Knew.
He Knew.
He Knew.
Don't got...
tell me there's no hope at all.
Oh, boom. Suddenly he's gone.
Together we fall.
Fall. And this show is gone.
To a new low.
Is it just every podcast takes on the episode?
Maybe.
Just wondering. I got an email here.
Okay, you got an email?
It's from Jim. We're the good guys. Hi, Jack. You're wondering if Sawyer's remark "we're better off than that" was related to Ben's line "we're the good guys." You forgot. And boy, I'm sure it's easy to lose all the with these threads. that point that Ben makes, remarks, they're with the Dharma Initiative, the others, the hostiles. So they weren't with the, they weren't with the Dharma Initiative. They were with the hostiles when he made that remark. So that's true.
Well, I think, but it always seems like all the diabolical bad guys, so it's like, well, we're actually the good guys.
Well, I was saying, though, because he makes that, and I kind of did forget, but I think it's just that mindset that we're always, I think anyone thinks that we're better than someone else.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's, I think it's human nature in general.
It's like if you go to war, well, we're doing it because we're better than them.
Yeah. But in their eyes, the people that we're going against, they're the ones that are in the right. So it's like, it's all, I guess, from perspective.
But no, he was pointing out that, yeah, there was, I don't keep forgetting, but I just keep thinking, because there's so many crossovers now between, we think that Ethan might have crossed over, we don't know about Amy. Obviously, Ben crossed over at one point, even though he was shot by someone he thinks is a hostile, he still goes over there, so, but I get your point, Jim. I got it.
Ours is from Guy. Do you know how Juliet had to give up her gig to give birth to Ethan? Maybe Jack has to give up his gig to save Ben, and that's why older Ben knows Jack is a doctor on the plane. Guy.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, we'll have to see. I don't want to spoil anything, so we'll have to see.
Right. I'm not going to spoil anything, so we'll have to see. Also from Jim, he had a trivia question.
Okay.
Is Horace the shortest recurring character in the history of Lost?
Is he that short, or is just Sawyer that tall? He's a tall guy, I think.
Sawyer's a tall guy.
Josh Holloway's like 6-something, at least.
Let's check his bio. I don't know. He's a tall guy.
Okay, keep talking if you can. Let me look this up.
So is he the shortest guy, but he puts in here that Charlie might win by a millimeter, because Charlie was a short guy.
Yes. Monahan. Yeah.
But Horace is a short guy. He was short. He was small on the Green Mile.
He was. He was. Hold on. Let's see.
Josh Holloway.
Would they even say, like, height on, like, his Wikipedia page? No.
Was he ever a boxer? He's got to be 6'3". He's got to be at least 6'3".
Look at his music videos. He was in Crying as the Purse Thief.
I remember that.
Yep.
He was in a Target commercial.
Keep talking. Go ahead. Go ahead and talk. Would they say that on IMDb?
They might. Weighing in at 195 pounds. Well, he's got to be at least 200 pounds, wouldn't you say?
He's kind of a skinny guy.
He's been drinking a lot of Dharma beer on that island.
Like, I remember Doc Ars, because he went and did some interviews there season before.
We dial up Dark Arts right now.
And he said he was actually, like, he doesn't look too skinny. I mean, he looks kind of normal on the show, but he's, like, really skinny in person.
So he was stalking him. Way to go, Doc Arts.
Oh, man. But I'm sorry.
We're not getting a height on Josh Holloway. Sorry.
If somebody knows.
I'm sure there's some lady out there that knows his height, his weight, his birth date.
And his favorite ice cream.
Right. I wonder what his
Rocky
favorite...
Road.
You know what? I'd like to know what every person in Lost's favorite ice cream is.
It's a good question. We'll have to ask Jorge, see if he can ask around, do a survey.
Yeah. If you can get that out. You know, it's funny. I had all these questions for Jorge, and I forgot half of them. So
we were like living dead at that point. Yeah.
I had some great questions for him.
I looked at the video again, and you still look pretty like normal. Me, like I think this undermines just,
I was,
like, black.
Yeah, I was faking it. My head was just like...
Me, I was just like...
You get so excited to talk to him. It's like, yeah. That kind of pumped me up. But if you see, I'm kind of... It wasn't until you turned the camera over to me that I had to kind of go... When he said, hey, let's see Jack. And I went, hey. But my head at one point was actually, I think, leaning on the microphone.
It was brutal. All right. So you ready for the last set of calls here?
I'm ready.
All right. And not to say that interviewing Jorge was brutal. The staying awake for 25 hours was brutal.
Next year, it's going to be a little different.
Yeah, we got some new ideas for next year.
I think it's going to be... I think I've already said, and I put the gauntlet down at dinner today. We had dinner for Jay's birthday, and Colleen was there and stuff. And I go, I think we can easily raise $30,000 to $40,000 next year.
Yes.
And Colleen said, no way.
It can't be done.
It can't be done.
And you're like, don't tell me what I can't do.
That's exactly what I said. Don't tell me what I can't do.
All right, you ready for the last set of calls?
And I went and shaved my head.
Here we go.
Hey, Jay and Jack. It's Dustin in New York. Got a quick theory. Or just prediction. I'm pretty sure we all know Ben can't die because due to the paradox rules. So my theory is that Jack, just like in season 3, will perform surgery on Ben to save him from the bullet wound. That's my theory. Thanks, guys. Great podcast.
Hello, Jay and Jack. This is not Chris from the official Lost podcast. You've been talking about the flashcards in the past episodes about 30 years before, 30 years later, 3 days before, 3 days later. Do you think that they're getting longer in duration seems to me, I haven't gone back to look at several of the episodes prior, but it seems like it was 3 days before, 3 days later. Then it was 3 years before, 3 years later. Now it's 30 years before, 30 years later. Maybe they're going to go 300 years before so we can see what happened with the Black Rock, 300 years later back to the present, and then maybe 3,000 before to see the statue and 3,000 later for the present.
Hey, guys, this is Kyle from Texas. It's about an hour or so after the episode has ended, so hopefully it's not too late, and hopefully nobody has mentioned this yet, but just sort of a little crackpot theory of my own with the awesome ending of tonight's episode, Saeed shooting Ben, or young Ben, that is, wondering if that's maybe why he was on the sick and injured bed back in that episode. I think it was The Life and Death of Jeremy Bentham, when Locke saw him amongst all the injured from the plane crash. Maybe it's one of those things sort of like, you know, Back to the Future, where you do something in the past and it remedies the future, if that makes sense, I guess. But yeah, anyways, keep up the good work, and can't wait to hear what you guys have to say about the episode. See ya.
Hey, Jay and Jack, this is Kevin in Minneapolis. Meant to call you guys a couple episodes ago, but I had a thought, and I wanted to know what you guys thought about it. I know that there's been some people calling in saying, you know, like, wondering why Othersville is dilapidated and kind of destroyed and the dock has the lights knocked over. My thought was it's maybe in the shape of things to come, Ben goes to his kind of hidden closet within a closet and calls a smoke monster to the barrack area to destroy Kimi and his commando team. And I believe that when we saw the barracks in the last episode, when Christian was there with the pictures from the 70s, and, you know, he met Sun and a couple others there, I think that's just what we see. It's the aftermath of the smoke monster going through, destroying things and kind of, like, knocking some of the stuff down. And nobody's really been around to fix it back up. So that's my theory, and wondering what you guys think. Great show. Love it. Gets me through the workday. Take care.
I like that, but the only problem I have is why would those pictures still be up?
That's the question.
Yeah, I mean,
the $1 million question.
Yeah, why would the pictures still be up?
I have another theory.
Okay,
we know Jacob. How did his cabin look?
Pretty ramshackle.
So what if Jacob, and we know Christian was there, and last time we saw Claire, who was Claire with?
Christian.
Maybe they're just not, because Christian, every time we saw him in the past, he was always drinking, right?
Uh huh.
So he was.
He likes his things kind of tattered looking.
Like a little tattered. He's probably not good about going out and, you know, hey, got to put this, the shingles coming out. I'm watching Carol Burnett. Leave me alone. So, and Claire, what have we seen from Claire?
She likes making coffee.
Likes making Sawyer coffee after someone's just died. So I don't see her being like a good
house cleaner.
So yeah. Maybe they're just slobs. Maybe that's probably.
That makes sense. That makes sense.
I'm just throwing it out there.
Okay.
I really don't know. And then Kyle from Texas, that we see a young Ben, Loxie's been unconscious. We had an email about that earlier, that he's unconscious, or he's been shot. So is that why he's still the whole Back to the Future
thing?
Yeah,
I mean, I don't know. Like, to me, I still believe whatever happened, there's not going to be any paradoxical stuff. But it could correlate. It makes sense, kind of.
Or they just put that in there to get our brains thinking.
Probably.
And then not Chris. He's not Chris from the Official Lost Podcast.
Good.
I don't know what's going on with these. Is it going to be longer than Flash, 30 days, 300 years?
I don't know. I'm kind of sick of the something
just,
days.
I'm set. I've thrown. Just give us the day.
Yeah.
You can it's just July say 25th, 2007.
Yeah.
I'm fine with that. You don't even need to know the day.
Yeah, just tell say me, it's
2007.
There, it's that easy.
In 2004, 1977.
Yeah.
I don't want to do any more math. The show is more is complicated enough. I don't need to be doing math. No one told me there's going to be
You don't need basic math.
When
seriously.
I started watching this show, what, 5 years ago, 4 years ago, whenever I started watching it, no one said, "Hey, there's going to be a test at the end of this thing." I'll tell you.
You should make a lost aptitude test to see if
we'd all be workmen according to If a spinal surgeon's a workman, What are we going to be?
Exactly. That's a good point.
Below workman? I don't think I want to be below workman. Another thing that bothered me in that episode.
Okay.
How many Dharma vans do they have? They have to have a whole crew. That's their whole job. And we need more recruits to work on these vans.
Well, they got to get to places.
I understand that. But how many do they have? How many workers do they need working on these vans 24/7?
How many did Jorge say they have?
I was like, they had quite a few, he said. They're all rusted and beaten up. These are brand new vans.
Like if you look on the inside, they're still kind of rusted. They just kind of painted them on the inside.
I understand. I've seen that. But in the mindset, these are supposed to be new vans.
Uh-huh.
Right? So why do they got to keep working on them all the time? Why do we have to bring this?
Because they got to go on the island. It's rugged terrain and stuff gets beat up.
And back in the 70s, the women were working on these things?
Women can do it just as good a job as guys.
I agree, but not back in the 70s. Women wouldn't be working on those things.
Dharma is an equal opportunity. Everyone's, as cool as everybody else.
Let the sunshine.
Exactly.
Progressive. I'd like to see all the Dharma Initiative people, though, because we talked about Mexican Coke today.
Uh-huh.
Maybe sit around and sing, I'd like to teach the world to sing. If you haven't seen that commercial, it's a classic from the 60s and 70s. Wouldn't that be great?
Yes.
And by the way, if anyone's, my favorite ice cream is Neapolitan. And yours, Jay?
Napoleon ice cream.
Yeah, I don't like Napoleon ice cream.
My favorite, chocolate cookie dough, mint chocolate chip.
I like chocolate
and
chip.
And I think, have you ever had, it's called Superman. And, no, okay, bear with me. Okay. It's like, I think it's kind of.
You're starting to scare me.
Okay, it's like a bright, kind of like yellow, blue, and red colors. And it's kind of like a vanilla, but it has like a different type of like fruit flavors in it. And it's really good.
I've never had that.
And I had it at this one place, and they don't have it anymore now, but it's called Superman ice cream.
I want to be your Superman. That could have been my top song.
But it's like bright colors, like bright yellow, red, and blue, and it's really good.
Superman ice. I like Oreo cookie and cream ice cream too.
Cookies and cream?
Cookie and cream.
But if it's called Superman, and there's another one that's called like crazy vanilla. It's like different color vanilla, but it's not the same.
Kids just have normal ice cream? Why does it have some special crazy name? It's crazy vanilla. Ooh. I got to have my Superman ice cream. Ooh.
It's trust
you know why? Because you kids just can't not.
It's been around for a while. It's probably been around since you've been alive, if not longer.
Crazy man ice cream?
No, Superman ice cream.
I've never heard of it.
It's a unique style, and if you ever, don't knock it till you try it.
I'm not knocking it. Okay. You have to have these crazy names. It's
Superman's
like,
from 1930 something.
I understand that Superman. Okay. Vanilla, chocolate, strawberry.
All right, you had a 31 flavors, so please.
Yeah, but they didn't have 31 flavors. You walk in there and go, it was 11. Hey, you're a flavor short.
All right, you ready for the listener theory of the week?
I am so ready.
All right, here we go.
Hey, you guys. This is Alex from Boston calling. First of all, I wanted to congratulate you on the big success with your 25-hour podcast. That's fantastic. I just wanted to call in reaction to something you said on your Thursday podcast about how young Ben might have rigged the Dharma van to crash into one of the little houses there. I kind of assumed that was Juliet who did that. First of all, she is the one who works with the vans. And maybe she was in cahoots with Ben because she knows, obviously, everything about Ben. She knows that Ben is going to end up with Richard and what happens with him and that he is not very enthusiastic about the Dharma people. Or maybe she did it completely on her own, just knowing when she asked Sawyer, what are you going to do? And he's like, oh, I'm working on it. And maybe she figured, okay, well, that's not really good enough. I think, I'm just going to create a distraction and, those guys will figure it out. They're smart enough. So that's kind of what I thought immediately. I haven't thought about it too much more, so maybe there's a hole in that theory. But one other thing I wanted to mention, just a sign that you're watching too much Lost with your son. This is me talking now, not you, Jack. I was watching cartoons this morning with my son when he was getting ready for school. I was eating a bowl of cereal, and he walked past me into his room, and he said, "You watch your cartoons, Goober." And I just turned to him, and I said, "Choo choo tunnel." Anyway, I think we're both in trouble. See ya. Bye.
Oh, that's too funny.
That's funny.
That is
that's
funny.
Really funny.
The goob strikes again. No, I like the theory, though.
I think
that is a great theory. Yeah. And you know what? And we could all go back to hating Juliet.
Exactly. And and there would be peace on earth, goodwill
towards. Now, would people be happy with that? Because now everyone likes Juliet. She does it all.
But you know what? If nobody gets hurt, I think it worked. It got Saeed out because Sawyer was not doing a good enough job in that situation. Because
he's not a leader.
I mean, leaders make mistakes. Nobody's perfect.
No, it's true. But so. But I never even thought about that.
Yeah.
But that's a great theory.
Outside the box.
And I'm always one saying I don't trust Juliet.
Yeah.
I've been.
See, she's won you. She's already got you soft.
She memorized. It just hypnotized me, whatever it is. She can build cars. She can cook now. She's pleasant to look at. Oh, see, it's just not fair. Just not fair.
All right.
I fell into trap. And also, she's thanked us for the success. That was everybody.
Yeah, it was.
We could pat ourselves, but it's everybody that was involved with it. Yep. And you know what? I forgot again today. We forgot to thank Illyrio.
Yeah.
Just because I think he's from Canada and everything's free. So we're a little bitter. Because everything in Canada, I think.
So we don't have to thank him.
Because the streets, if you go to Canada, they're not tar or a cobblestone, wherever you're from. They're gold. Everything in Canada is gold. It's everything is golden.
Oh man, but it's definitely an ensemble thing. It's every piece,
people volunteering their time and people that came to see us. And I said, hopefully next year we can make it more entertaining for the people that actually come there.
Uh huh.
There's more things for them to do,
mm-hmm.
and I'm actually looking forward to it again next year.
All right, so Jack, you ready to close out the show?
Ready.
All right, here we go. All right, guys, that is our show for this Monday.
Yay!
Let's give us a call. Give us a call at 206-309-0311.
Call any time.
That's 206-309-0311. Call any time with your last questions, comments, and or theories. Also, give us a call at 2...
If you want to give us a call, you may have already heard, it's 206-309-0311.
Also, you can hit us at email at lostpodcast@gmail.com.
We already did this, didn't we?
Yeah. Okay. We have to re-record it now.
Okay. Gmail.com.
Also, if you have checked out the new Lost the reinstating of the Lost Vidcast on Nudia.tv, if you want to send your video comments, questions, and or theories, video stuff,
please do
it
because this podcast would not be around if it weren't for you guys sending your...
Same with the Vidcast.
It won't be around.
So if you have a webcam or
we're just not smart enough to keep it going.
tape yourself and send it in to lostpodcast@gmail.com or Nudia.tv@gmail.com. And once again, check out Nudia.tv. It's our new website, our new venture into new media. And that's a lot of fun. We have Jack's Rants.
Yes.
Which is a big hit.
It's hard for me to stop complaining about stuff or to find things to complain about, but
sure.
I'll find something.
And the Lost Vidcast and the pilot of Sean Hollywood is up there.
Eventually, that'll be have some closure.
It will. And we've got some new shows in the works, too. So I'm pretty excited. And that's about all. Anything else you want to say, Jack?
Someone sent an email about... an old theory that someone had, and it was pretty funny. But we did the phone call.
Uh-huh.
We didn't do the 206-309-0311 and call any time. It was just 206-309-0311.
It was before we had the song?
Before we had the song. I'm pretty sure it was before the song. Because because right away it gets in my head.
Uh-huh.
Oh, that was before that.
Remember how that started? I had the guitar right next to me. And for some, I think maybe you said something or something. And I was like, well, let's do it right now. And you're like, oh, yeah, let's do an improv. And then it's played, and then you're like 206, or I was like 206-309-0, and then you said call anytime.
And that's what stuck.
And that's how I was born. I don't remember what episode that was, but that was like back in our first season. Back in the day.
I think the one they sent was just before I came up with the Rose Works.
Really?
Rose and Bernard were working with the spies and not the whole thing. It was all part of an experiment.
After this, we're going to have a little bit of an argument about I Love You, Man.
I Love You, Man.
All right, but this is it for the last podcast.
Yeah, if you don't want to listen to it,
just end it now. Hasta luego.
Well, you don't... Hey, come on. Don't end it now.
Yeah.
You've given too much time, and you got another year to go.
But until Thursday morning, hasta luego, and goodbye.
Bye.
All right, so Jack, we both saw I Love You, Man.
Well, this almost sparked. We wanted to do a Lost podcast. A ramble cast because of this movie.
The Jane Jack Show, but yeah.
I saw it first.
Yeah, you saw it on Thursday.
Thursday.
And I was planning to see it on my birthday, Friday.
And when I saw who was in it, I didn't even see the previews.
Paul Rudd, Jason Segel,
I'm a big Paul
Andy
Rudd
Samberg.
Fan. I don't want to say I have man love for Paul Rudd. Uh-huh. But I'm a big Paul Rudd fan.
Yeah.
I think he's funny. I think mm-hmm. everything's pretty much been in I liked.
Uh-huh.
I just didn't like it.
I don't know how you didn't like this movie.
And I was like going, maybe it's just me. It just didn't. I was so far ahead of every joke. Everything I saw it coming. In fact, I turned to your mom. I was telling her the punchline before they said it.
I
was so far ahead of this movie.
Maybe
was,
you're just psychic.
No, I mean, it just didn't do anything for me. Huh. I laughed a couple times,
but there's just so many funny scenes in it. I mean,
you're laughing out loud.
Yeah, I was cracking.
There are a couple scenes where
whole theater was packed theater. We were all laughing our butts off.
It was crack full of stupid people.
I thought it was funny. I mean, it was sure. There's points that were predictable because it's a comedy. I mean, but it was hilarious.
As good as Tropic Thunder.
No, but it was still really funny.
I don't think it was really funny.
I thought so.
I was to the point. All right, because I knew how it was going to end. I just get to the point where it ends, and I can get out of here.
I can't believe it.
I knew exactly how it was going to end.
When he's doing the play-by-play on the farting, that was hilarious.
But you know what? I've been doing that for
the
over...
The Lou Ferrigno stuff, hilarious.
The Lou Ferrigno stuff was pretty good. The
farting... slapping the bass, man. And it was a leprechaun. He sounded like a leprechaun.
That was all right.
The Jon Favreau... was it Priestley? What's her first name?
Jamie Priestley.
Yeah. You know, they were really fun.
It was all right. It was like, okay. But you see who's in it? It shouldn't be just, you know what? It reminded me of an episode of Saturday Night Live where you keep hoping it's going to be funny.
No, I don't think
a lot of the scenes, they couldn't get out of them. It was like, it was awkward getting out of it.
That was kind of the funny part, was how awkward he was.
No, the whole scene, it was like, it could have been funnier. That's my point. It could have been hilarious.
I totally agree with you on a lot of the Saturday Night Live stuff, but I didn't feel that at all when I watched this.
I just didn't think it was funny. And it's gotten great reviews. You said on Rotten Tomatoes,
it's got 84% of the top critics.
I don't get it.
And usually that's lower than.
I don't get it. It's like I said, and you said, well, maybe I wasn't in a bad mood. I went there expecting to laugh and laugh my backside off. I thought it was going to be hilarious, and it just wasn't. It didn't do anything for me.
Huh?
And I was so far ahead of what the storyline was going. I go, okay, this has been done 100 times. Okay, let's stop doing this joke. Okay, all right. Come on, guys. You're better than that.
Maybe you're better. Maybe the Jack's rant has...
gone to my head?
Yeah.
Maybe that could be a rant. But no, I like to hear your comments, guys, if you've seen it, if you agree with me or agree with Jay. Most people, though, have agreed with Jay.
Yeah.
I've been reading people's Facebooks and stuff like that. Go see it. It's hilarious. I'm like, hilarious? What did I miss? Did I walk in the wrong theater?
That's
what,
like when Colleen left, you're like, did they see it the wrong
was
movie?
Was I watching Platoon? Platoon was funnier than this movie.
Wow.
It just wasn't fun. I laughed, like I said, a couple times, but even the parts I laughed at, I knew were going to come up, like the fart thing. I've been doing that for 30 years.
But still, it's funny. You have the same stupid jokes for years, and they're still funny.
But it's the delivery, I guess.
The delivery is great.
I don't know what it was. I was in the mood. I 20 minutes into the movie,
uh-huh.
I turned your mind. Is this supposed to be a comedy?
Really?
And even the parts, it just was not interesting.
The high pitched voice guy. That was.
I chuckled on that, but it wasn't like I was like, ho, I just paid $30 with popcorn and everything to laugh at this movie. I felt like it ripped off. Maybe I'm in a bad stretch with movies because I rented W. And that's a movie, if you love George Bush, you're going to hate that movie. If you hate George Bush, you're going to hate that movie. It was probably
the worst. That's what I hear.
Richard Dreyfuss, who's in it, it's the worst movie I think I've ever seen in my life. And that's worse than Star Trek, the motion picture.
Okay, worse than Date Movie.
Okay, I walked out. You know what? I would have walked out of this movie if I was in the theater. It was so all over the place, so bad.
Uh-huh.
Like I said, if you hate George Bush... You're going to hate it. If you like George Bush, you're going to hate it. There's no middle ground. It was like, what are they doing? It's stupid. There's no way they could have come up with some of the... I go, come on. Come on. It was horrible. And uh-huh. then we bought DVD. What's that? George Clooney, Brad Pitt movie.
Burn After Reading?
Yeah. I just was like going, this is so boring.
Uh-huh.
It was just boring.
Maybe you're just not in the right frame of mind to watch movies right now.
I could have been a bad stretch.
It may be.
I can't remember the last good movie I saw.
What was Ghost Town with Ricky Gervais?
Well, that was funny.
Yeah, that was good.
That was a funny movie.
But still, that had a lot, you know, like typical plot stuff.
It did, but it was funny.
People go, I love you, man.
Well, who said it? You know, my daughter said, maybe you don't like stupid movies. Like, what are you talking about? I love stupid movies. The stupider, the better. Porky's. I can watch Porky's and laugh. It's a.
You didn't like Paul Blart?
Paul Blart.
Mall Cop.
And I didn't like that.
Yeah.
It wasn't very good. Maybe, I think most people agree with me about it should have been funnier.
I haven't seen it, so I can't even make a comment, but I don't know.
It wasn't a good movie. I'm in a bad... The last great movie I saw was Gran Torino.
Uh-huh.
But that's... I don't know.
All right. Well, anywho. Bye.
Well, you know what? I'm fired up now. I think I'm going to go record some rants.
Yes, you are.
On Nudia.tv.
TV.
All right. All right, guys. See you Thursday.